This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prophetic Thursday. That was kind of a bumpy start, but we always know that Holy Spirit's going to do something really awesome when things try to get in the way. And so we are very excited to be here with you today. My name is Allison Keeber. Good Thursday morning, everyone. What a beautiful day it is. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. I could turn my own headphones down. I can hear me really loudly. Let's see. And this, my microphone might be a little too loud. There we go. All right. Just want to make sure we got all of our controls handled. I see that there's a ton of people joining us from Facebook Live as they hop on. Thank you so much, for joining us. And, you know, here at BPN, we are calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. And we are so delighted that you are here today with us. We've got so many people who are live with us on the radio, live with us on Facebook. Want to just give a special shout out to those of you who are listening to us on Facebook, because it makes it a little more interactive for us. And I love the radio. I love the ability that people have to just, wherever they're at, to BPN Radio, and they can have that on in their car or in their office, or just in their smartphones on their walk. You know, and maybe you're on a walk right now, and just have that with you. But I have to admit, I love the interaction that we have been seeing from our Facebook audience here in these last couple weeks. We're getting the hearts and the likes of people letting us know that they're here, and then obviously people sharing their names, giving shout-outs. But most importantly, what I have loved to see is the way that the community is building with our Facebook audience, the community of people just coming together. I can't really see your comments while I'm in the prophetic. I try to actually ignore those so that it doesn't take me out. But what I do see is afterwards, I just see all of the support and the love that is shared throughout this community here. And you guys, I was talking to Dale just the other day, and to us, like, that's it. That's what's happening, is community building. You know, God put it inside of us that we all want to be a part of something. We all want to be a part of something bigger. And when y'all, you know, share your hearts, share your likes, give encouragement to one another, pray for one another in the community, you're doing something bigger. You're doing something bigger. And so I just wanted to give that special shout out and just say thank you. That was really on my heart this morning when I woke up. It's just gratitude. I hope that every single one of you wake up with gratitude every morning, no matter what you're facing, whether it's illness, sickness, defeat, financial struggle, that you still wake up every morning and that you have a grateful heart. God has certainly helped to mold me in that way to find gratitude in all situations. And so just want to encourage you to keep looking for that. Sometimes it's hard. I get it. It's hard sometimes. I get it. But there is always, always, always something to be grateful for. All right. And so as we get started today, we want you to remember that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. We are delighted that you are here and you are joining us today. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. And a special shout out to my friend Aliona, who is in Moldova, who is working all of the controls for us on the back end. And those others that are working in the ministry, like Ruth Gentry, I feel like this ministry just wouldn't run without all of her efforts. And so when you support this ministry, know that there is just a lot of stuff that happens in the background. I know that for me, when I was new to supporting ministry or churches or whatnot, that, you know, because I couldn't see everything that was happening, I was left to kind of my own assumptions of, you know, what are my dollars going to? And, you know, what I've learned is that obviously if God places something on your heart and he places it to give, then you've just got to be obedient and you've got to trust God that God's going to do something fruitful with your seed. And I really believe that he is doing something very fruitful here with your seed. And so thank you very much to those who are loyal listeners and our loyal givers. We want to, before we start this program, just a little bit about me. I don't want this program to be about me, but I do want you to know a little bit about who I am. This was also placed on my heart this morning because as Holy Spirit was just downloading to me, and by the way, I am so excited today. I don't know if any of you have ever had this where Holy Spirit's just downloading, and literally at 8 o'clock, I was like, can we go live right now? Like, I need to go live right now. I am on that wave. That Holy Spirit flow is flowing. And so we will just say a prayer that he continues to have that wave come in and flow today. Like, I know he will. I know he will. But this morning when I woke up, and I always go into really early prayer Thursday mornings to make sure that I'm extra prepared for y'all. And this morning, he just reminded me of the first time that I received a prophetic word. I remember the first time my husband and I went to go sit down with our prophet friend, Clyde. And, you know, I remember having all of these assumptions of what he was going to look like and what he was going to say. And I didn't have a lot of knowledge or wisdom or experience in really in my faith or in obviously the prophetic. And so I came in with a lot of skepticism. I came in really with my arms folded, and I just to kind of tell you guys a little funny so you can really just know kind of where I was. Like, I just assumed that Clyde was going to be this man that was like 100 years old, that had like long white hair, and I just, that's what I thought, you know. And then I also thought, I looked at my husband and I was like, he's going to like tell us when we're going to die, right? Like, he's going to like, you know, he's going to call us out on like all of our sins and, you know, like, so I don't know if any of you can relate to that, but I just felt like I was supposed to share that so that we can all have a nice little giggle before we get started. But also too, for those of you who have so many new people joining us, so many people who have so many questions about the prophetic, and we want to be bold and transparent and honest with you and answer it obviously from scripture, right? That's where we want to take this all back to. What does scripture say about the prophetic? And, you know, as we dive in, it's important to know that 1 Corinthians 13:9 says that we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter or a book. It's just simply a word from the Lord. Now, some of you will receive a longer word than others. Some of you literally will receive maybe one word, right? I don't know about you guys, but I've been in seasons where literally God has shared one word in that season for me. And then, you know, something else that is in my spirit today, and I have a lot in my spirit because God put a lot in, downloaded a lot in me today, and I'm going to try to share that with you as much as I can. But you know, something that he was downloading in me is there's a word that he put in my spirit. He put in my spirit. And then what happened was, as I go into further prayer, as I go in further with him, he expands that word. And see, that's what I'm really believing for any of you who receive a word today, or you've received words in past prophetic sessions, right? Is that this word, that you take that word, you take it, you write it down, first and foremost, you have to receive it, right? You've got to receive it in your spirit. You can't receive it up here. We can't receive the supernatural with our mind. We don't have the capability or the capacity to do that. So we've got to receive it in our spirit. And once we receive it, we've got to write that down. It's so important to write your words down. So that you can rehearse those words, and that so you can walk that out. You can literally watch what God is doing. Here's what God wants to remind you today, is that remember, he speaks with love and kindness. 1 Corinthians 14:3 says, he states, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. So I just want to, any of you who came in like first time Allison, when she got prophesied over for the first time years ago, that Holy Spirit is not going to sit here and tell you what day you're going to die. He's not going to tell you, you know, let's bring up all your sins of the past in front of all of these people that are watching. No, he is the great comforter, right? So we can kind of go, oh, sigh of relief. Okay, he's going to speak today with such love and kindness. And I know that he is going to make your heart soar with what he has to share with you today. And so, here's what's really important. It's something that Holy Spirit just always really places inside of me, is that, you know, I've been given the gift of prophecy. I know that that's a gift that God has given me. I cannot give that gift to you, right? That's not a gift that I can give to you. That's a gift that is given to you by God and Holy Spirit. And so, you know, but it's important to know that you do have a gift. Every single one of us has been given unique gifts, and we've all been given different gifts as the body of Christ, right? So it's really important that we understand and going, I really want the gift of prophecy. Okay, well, go ahead and ask for that. You know, I'm not telling you not to ask for it, but don't ignore the gifts that God has given you as the body of Christ, right? And so it's really important that you recognize that you have your own spiritual gifts, right? Okay. And so, as we go, remember that God will give you your vision directly, right? So, it's important to remember that we can confirm that vision. A prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. That's from God, right? That is given to you from God himself, and it's shown to you even more miraculously as you go into prayer and as you walk this out. And so that's kind of all of the little technicalities that I like to share with you. Hi, everyone. Again, I'm Allison Kieber. My husband Ian here is always joining me and supporting me. So thankful for that wonderful man of God that he allows me the space to be able to be with you and pray for each and every one of you on a daily basis. And, some of you can attest that, you know, if you're a busy mom like me, I run two businesses, and, things can be busy. It would be very easy to make an excuse of not being able to find the time, not being able to have the time. But we all have the time to spend with God, because if we can't find the time to spend with God, then we're not going to find the time for anything else. And that's just, you know, maybe that's a word right there for someone. You're struggling finding time in a lot of areas of your life. Maybe it's because we need to find the time and carve out that devoted time with God every single day. Again, it's a relationship that we need to feed, right? Just like I've got to feed my relationship with my husband. I've got to feed my relationship with my kids. I've got to feed my relationship with Jesus Christ, right? And so making sure we're carving out time to feed that, because then the time that we're searching for, it's going to come in. And so sometimes that means having a husband that allows you to have a little bit of space and take care of things and make the pancakes for the kids in the morning and get them off to school with packing their lunches. whatever that means in your family. That's what it looks like in ours. So, all right. We're going to get ready and we're going to dive in, but first we are going to pray. All right. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your presence here today, God. Thank you for the words that you are about to speak, God. Holy Spirit, I just want to release myself. Get out of the way, Allison. Let Holy Spirit take the wheel. Let Holy Spirit take the wheel. God, I just ask for you to fill us up today, God. For you to fill this space, but also the space of each and every individual who's listening now and later, God. I just ask that you fill their space. God, let them feel your presence today. Let them feel you all around them, God. Oh, we know that there is nothing like the feeling of the Holy Spirit when he falls on us and when he uses us. God, thank you for directing our steps today, God. Thank you for directing our words today, God. You know that was my prayer earlier today, God, is let these words be your words, God. Let me get out of the way and just watch you move today, God. Holy Spirit, I just ask that your flow today. Let you flow today. God, I ask for the spiritual ears, the spiritual eyes to be open today. And God, I ask for hearts to be open, just so open today, God, that they can receive the words that are about to be spoken today, God. God, that maybe their name may not be attached to it today, God, but that there is a word that you have for them today. God, thank you. Thank you for each and every one of those who is listening, who is liking, who is sharing this ministry, God. Thank you for each and every one of those who is encouraging someone else today, God. God, thank you for just revealing the gifts that are placed uniquely inside of each and every one of those who are listening today, God. God, today I ask for you to let your increase shine. Let your increase shine in all of those who are listening, God. God, today, right now, I just hear those people saying, I receive your increase, God. I receive your Holy Spirit, God. I receive the path that you have placed before me, God. I receive, and I declare it with my mouth, God. I declare it with my mouth that you are the Lord of Lords. God, have your way today. Have your way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whew. All right. Yes, here we go. Okay, the first word that I have today is for Misty and Jason. Misty and Jason in Louisiana. Misty and Jason, God said, in the beginning, he said, let there be light. Let there be light. He said that light shines through you today. He says, do not forget that the same infinite power that lies within his hands also lies within you. Also lies within you. He knows the one. He knows because he's the one who put it there. He's the one who put that power there. He's the one who put that light there. And he says, it's time to walk out the mission that he's placed upon your heart. He's spoken to you about this before. He's given you a mission. He says, it's time to walk it out. He's placed it upon your heart. It's going to cause a great move. And that's what he had me underline. A great move is what this mission is going to put into action. One that won't come without obstacles. Okay, so he's saying it right there, right up front. One that will not come without obstacles. But he says, what I have blessed, Satan cannot curse. So walk it out. Walk that out. He says, not only am I going to take you to new places, but your people will be different as well. And in really big, bold letters, he wrote your people. So he says, your people, your new place and your new tribe. There's new people who are coming into your life in this new place, this great move that will take place because you're obedient to the mission that he's already set upon your heart. And I just want to pray a blessing over you, Missy and Jason W. in Louisiana. And I'll just let you know, we've got a lot of people who are listening from Louisiana. It seemed like every name that I wrote down next to it was like Louisiana. Louisiana. So thank you for you Louisianians. Is that how you say it, baby? and those that obviously are across the nation. But for some reason, there's a lot of people who are tuning in there. So We're so glad to be with you. Misty and Jason W. in Louisiana, I just bless you. I bless the word that God has spoken to you today, and I bless the mission that he has set upon your heart. I bless this move, this great move that will bring about increase of new people and new places. He's about to take you to places you've never been. He's about to introduce you to people that you've never met, and he's about to say things that you've never said through you. And I just bless you, Misty and Jason, together. What a beautiful ceremony it is as you continue to walk out this mission. And I hear that word ceremony because everything you do together. And everything that you do it very well together. And I just bless you, Misty and Jason. And Misty, I see you saying that word was confirmation. Fantastic. Love to hear the testimonies. That is so good. Thank you, Misty, for your faithfulness to continue listening and your patience to wait for a word from God. I have another word for many, but I'm going to come back to that word here in a minute. All right. Whitney B. in Alaska. Whitney B. in Alaska. Now, I have to tell you, in my spirit this morning, and let me just share with you too, is that as we have so many new people joining us, one of the things that we've started to see is a lot of people have questions about the prophetic. And, you know, a lot of people really wondering, how do we prepare for this? So let me go back, and I want you to understand how we prepare for this. Obviously, there's a lot of prayer. There's a lot of trust that happens with understanding our gift of prophecy, and a lot of trust that happens that when my pen goes to the paper, that I'm writing down what God has to say, right? And so many times God will show me a vision, or he will tell me a little bit about you. And you know, for me, I feel like my prophetic gifting is a newer gifting, obviously much newer than Dale's, right? And so there's why obviously he's a great mentor to me, and I you know, I seek his wisdom and his knowledge about this prophetic gift, why I am so open to learning what God wants to do through me. But that requires a lot of prayer, requires a lot of time and effort. Now, also too, no, like I told Dale in the beginning, when I touch somebody, because I'm a touch person, I feel like I can touch them, and it's an instant word from God when I actually can touch someone. Now when I can see someone, that helps too, right? So this is new territory for me when I literally, we go through Facebook or your emails that come in and we write your names down. And so then I take those names over to prayer. And so by the time I take your names over to prayer, I haven't touched anyone and I don't see anyone. Okay, I'm literally praying over your names. And so it's a full trust of God showing me what he's showing me, speaking the words to me. And it's a full trust in obedience. Okay, and I had to share that with you because, again, there's so many people that have questions about it. And we want to answer your questions. We want you to know more about the prophetic and trust, obviously, what God is doing. Because, you know, what he's been doing for 2,000 years, he's still doing today, right? You know, he's raising up apostles. You know, he's raising up prophets. He's raising up teachers and pastors. The fivefold ministry is alive and well today, right? And not just, you know, for back in the day. All right. And so I just wanted to share that as I go, because with Whitney B. in Alaska, God said military wife. And so I'm not positive if you are a military wife or if you have influence with military wives. That's what I heard. I heard that military wife. Okay. And so that was the first word that I wrote down. He says, Whitney, don't lose yourself in the shuffle of the mundane. The business of everyday life is leaving little room for you to recognize the impact that you are making. Your sacrifice is pleasing to him, and it glorifies him. Your stewardship is pleasing to him, and it glorifies him. There is a ripple effect happening from you being the woman you are, the wife you are, the mother you are, the woman, the wife, the mother, the friend, the sister, the leader that God has called you to be. He says, you're right where you are supposed to be. He says, gather. And he said it in big, huge, bold letters, Miss Whitney. He said, gather. I see you gathering women who feel lost in the mundane. Women who feel lost in the shuffle. You are an encourager, Whitney. He says, go reach out. There are people, specifically women, who are waiting for you to befriend them. He says, invite them in. Someone has to be the inviter. There are a lot of invitees, but only one inviter. That's you, Whitney. You're the inviter. You're the one who's going to train them up. You're going to encourage them. And when you leave, because yes, you will leave, and you will go on to new mission fields, you will go out to these other areas. And so will they. And so will they. They will take with them what you have encouraged them, what you have trained them, and they will go out and they will lead, building an army of their own. But he says, I want to make this really clear, Whitney. You are building an army. You are building an army of women, but it's not your army. He says, you're building his army. You're building his army. And right now, God told me that when I delivered this word, you were going to say, how can this word be for me? How can this word be for me? He says, because you're chosen. You're anointed. And he says, he will bring the people, specifically the women, when you step out. He says, just watch me. Just watch me. You do your part and watch him do his. He says, and just watch what we will do together. And Whitney, I just want to expand on this word right now because I really feel Holy Spirit stirring in me to expand for you right now. Is that the being lost in the shuffle, being lost in the mundane, it's so easy to forget your God assignment. It's so easy to forget your God assignment. And he says, but don't ever think that I'm not using you. Because even in the mundane, even in the shuffle, he is using you. He is using you in one of his assignments. Remember that where you're at, he says, where you're at right now is exactly where you are supposed to be. Take ownership of what he's calling you into. But oh, I hear him say, thank you, Jesus. I hear him also saying, take ownership of where you're at right now. Where you're at right now. And I hear God saying that you are going to show other women who are feeling lost in the shuffle, who are feeling lost in the mundane. You are going to encourage them. You are going to train them up and you are going to invite them in. Gatherer. He calls you a gatherer. He calls you an inviter. And, I just want to bless you right now, Whitney. Whitney B. in Alaska, I just want to bless you and this word that God is speaking over you right now. It's so clear what he's doing in your life is just a greater thing, a greater thing. I know sometimes you can, you be walking around the house and you've picked up one toy and you're like, there's another. I just picked that one up and there's another and it can seem so mundane. And it can seem so mundane, but he says, yes, I have you positioned right where you are supposed to be. You are right where you are supposed to be. Thank you, Jesus. And I bless you, Whitney, and I bless that word. And I bless all of the lives that you are going to impact from being obedient, continuing to be obedient. I hear him saying, remember, you are serving too. You are serving too. All right. Ah, oh, it's good. All right. Sorry. I just get so fired up. Do you guys get fired up when just you feel Holy Spirit just in the, you're just in the presence, right? Do you just feel that? Like my body gets all hot and I get those like goosebumps all over and I get the chills that come from the inside. Oops, paused for a second. Sorry about that. My daughter was trying to call us. Baby Peyton, yeah. So my husband's going to step out and go make sure that everything's okay. But Holy Spirit just when, yes, you can feel his fire, right? You can just feel that fire. And let me try to get my settings right here again. And you just feel that fire in the room. And you know, like Papa Dale told me, just, you know, Holy Spirit is just like a wave. You just ride the wave and feel him flow. Feel him flow. You know, Holy Spirit isn't something you have to force. It's not something you force. You know, when it feels like you have to force it, that's you. That's you. And I will tell you, again, I just feel like I'm supposed to share all of this because there's some of you who, again, you're new to the prophetic. And I feel there's some of you, you have that anointing and you're not quite sure how to walk it out. You know, when God showed me that I had this gift, it was corporately. I was in a corporate environment when God showed me and revealed my gift. I was in a line. And I was receiving people to just give them a hug and just, you know, thank them for being in partnership with us. And we had about 200, 250 people that were there at this event. And I knew that I wanted to hug every single one of them. I knew that I needed to wrap my arms around them. I knew that I needed to just give them, like, transfer that love. They needed to feel it. And from the first person that stood in front of me, God gave me a word. And so every single person that I received after that, God gave me a word. Now, I didn't have to stand there because we were in a corporate environment. I didn't have to say, Holy Spirit has this to say. I didn't have to say, you know, God wants to tell you this. I just simply delivered the word. Just simply delivered the word to them. And I know that God impacted people that day. I didn't know what he was revealing to me. I didn't know that he was going to reveal it to me in such a huge way, but he revealed it. And so God, I feel like God wants some of you to know that he's revealing your gift to you and that it's not something that you have to force. You know, when I go to bed on Wednesday nights, I tend to get worked up because I so want Holy Spirit to move. I so want him to move for you in these prophetic sessions. And I'm so worried, like, what if he doesn't? And I still, that self comes in and goes, what if he doesn't? You guys, he's never failed me. He's an unfailing father. Unfailing father. He's not going to fail us. He's just not. And when we're walking out in our giftings, when we're walking out and building his kingdoms, we can try to get in the way as much as we want to. But there's just going to be other times where he's going to say, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get out of the way because I'm kind of going to do some stuff here. And so that's just my prayer for you today is that, you know, if you have that, just that you, Holy Spirit's doing it in something inside of you, you know, walk it out. You don't have to force it. You just take the steps and he will lead those steps. And I just pray right now for each and every one of you that today that God reveals to you what your gifting is, what your calling is. And I just pray that as he reveals that any spirit of comparison that tries to come over you, we would just rebuke that right now. We rebuke any spirit of comparison that will try to rob you from what your unique and divine gift is. Because see, even the gift of prophecy, we prophesy differently. I don't prophesy the same way that my Papa Dale does. I don't prophesy the same way that he does. Because my gift is unique to me. His gift is unique to him. You're not going to prophesy the same way that Allison is going to. You're not going to preach the same way that you've heard other preachers preach. And thank goodness, because we need your unique gift, your divine gift. And I just bless you right now. I bless you with a hedge of protection around you as you walk out your spiritual gifts today. Today, I don't care if you're 19 or you're 99, that today you walk out your spiritual gifts, that you walk those out and that Holy Spirit put a hedge of protection and a comfort around you, that you are walking out what he has called you to do. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. All right, so the next word that I have is for Nicole M., another, and Louisiana, Louisiana. Louisiana, Nicole in Louisiana, he says, speaker. Okay. So I heard the word speaker when I took your name to the Lord, but get this. He showed me a speaker, not someone who gets up on stage and speaks, an actual speaker that you hear music from. Like, but like the big, huge black speaker at a concert. And I always have to, when God gives me a vision, I always feel like I have to really paint it for y'all, because I want you to see what he showed me. I wish I could like paint it and show you what he's shown me. But I saw this big black speaker, you know, again, the kind that you see at stage, like at a concert, right? This big black speaker. And he says, Nicole, he's amplifying your voice. He's amplifying your voice. He says the arena that you have been in has tried to keep you quiet. But he says he's promoting you and he's amplifying your voice. He's amplifying your voice. And Nicole, I heard this scripture so loud and clear, Proverbs 31:8-9. Proverbs 31:8-9 says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Oh, so good. So good, Nicole. He is amplifying your voice. And I just hear Holy Spirit saying right now, thank you, Holy Spirit. I just hear him saying that you have been in an area that has tried to keep you quiet. And he said, no more. You are being amplified. Your voice specifically being amplified. And I just bless you, Nicole, and I bless that word for you. I bless that all of the words that you have to speak are God's words. And I just trust that that is why he is amplifying you, because I see you with a megaphone already. Like, you already have a megaphone on, but like it can't go. Thank you, Jesus, that it can't go as far as this speaker can go, this massive speaker. I thank you, and I bless you, God, for that word for Nicole. I thank you, Jesus. I bless you, Nicole, in Jesus' name. And the next word that I have is for Olivia. Olivia in, guess where? Louisiana. Louisiana. I've never been to Louisiana. I think I need to go. Who wants to invite me to Louisiana? All right, Olivia. He says, sweet, blessed daughter. Sweet, blessed daughter. He says, climb the ladder. Climb the ladder. Stop letting those who are trying to oppress you and have you believe that the top isn't for you, because God says it's most definitely for you. The top is for you. The top is where few women occupy. Okay, I have a feeling like in the profession that you're in, few women occupy the top. And he says, the top, you will occupy. You will be given the authority. You will be given the favor. And you will be given great influence. You will be given great influence. I see you standing at the top of this ladder. And you are starting to change old ways of thinking. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Old ways of thinking. Like, old school thoughts that have been there for far too long. When you're given that authority, when you walk up this ladder, and that's what I see Jesus saying. He's like, the ladder's there. Just walk up it. Walk up the ladder. And because he's giving you authority, he's giving you the favor, and he's giving you the influence. And so when you're going to stand on top of this ladder, you are going to change old ways of thinking. And all to unify, oh, so beautiful. And he underlined this word, unify the body of Christ for these end times. To unify the body of Christ for these end times. And I just want to pray a blessing over Olivia. Olivia, ladders are not easy to climb. There's a lot of fear and doubt that can come in when one is climbing a ladder. But remember that when God has called you to climb the ladder specifically, he wants to just cast that out. Cast out all fear, all anxiety, all disbelief. Cast that all out right now in Jesus' name. We cast that all out. Has to go in Jesus' name. We cast that out so that you can just walk right up this ladder. Yes, it's a ladder. There is a climb. There is a climb, and there's a process in the climb. I hear God saying there's a process in the climb as well. Thank you, Jesus. There's a process in this climb as well, Olivia. And as you climb it, Yes, thank you, Jesus. As you climb it, Olivia, that's how you're going to gain the more influence is going to come. You already have the favor and the authority to stand on top, but the influence is going to come as you climb. And so you're going to be bringing more people with you. Yes, thank you, Jesus. More people are going to be coming with you. I'm just seeing it right now, Olivia. I'm seeing that you're climbing this, like, this single ladder, and people are coming with you, and the ladder cannot fall, because there are some who are holding up the ladder. They're shouting, "We believe in you. We will follow you. We believe in you. Climb, Olivia, climb." And then there's others who are climbing behind you because they know that you'll need that support as you climb all the way to the top. Because at the top, you will make way for old school beliefs to go away and new understanding to come forth. New understanding to come forth in this area, this very specific area that you work in. And that's, he's being very specific. It is the specific area, the field that you are in, Olivia. And I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this word for Olivia. Thank you for blessing her path, God. Thank you for blessing those who will hold the ladder, God, that you have not called every single person to call the ladder, that there are some who are called to hold the ladder, God. Thank you for making it clear to those who are called to hold the ladder that with their calling and their part in this whole unification, yes, unification for the body of Christ, the unification for the body of Christ in these end times. And I thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Ooh. Oh, that's a good word. That's a good word, Olivia. All right. Mindy in California. Not Louisiana this time. Mindy in California. I hear God saying, rise. Rise. And I want to back up too, is that sometimes we get a lot of women names and a couple of men names. I want you to know that this is not just a broadcast for women. Some people might be coming on right now and they're thinking she's called like one male name and there's some on here, so they're coming. But men, if you want a word, please leave your name. We pray for you just the same as we pray for the women. So leave your name there too. But Mindy in California, I hear God saying, rise. And it was like very big, bold letters, rise, rise. He says, the smoke has cleared and the dust has settled. It's time to rise up, daughter. And then, oh, Mindy, I love this. He gave me the most beautiful picture for you this morning. He gave me a picture of a phoenix. Was what I saw. And I saw the phoenix who is literally rising up out of the ashes, out of the dirt, and being born again, right? A phoenix being born again. And I've got those Holy Ghost bumps all over me right now as I deliver this word. It was so beautiful. This vision, it was so clear. The phoenix, and if you can imagine, like, it's Greek, from obviously Greek mythology, whatnot, but that's the picture I got. This phoenix that's just rising up, and the wings are starting to open. The wings are starting to open, and you just see these beautiful, it was just all, the phoenix was just these beautiful colors. I can't even explain some of the colors that I saw, just so many various colors of the rainbow all throughout her wings, and his glory was not only shining behind. So again, I saw all of this glory, this beautiful light shining behind as she opens up her wings. She looks above and she rises again out of the ashes, out of the dirt. And he says, but my glory doesn't just shine behind you. It shines within you. It shines within you. And Mindy, I'm just believing that that's a word that God needed to share with you this morning, because you have faced some times that have wanted to destroy you. And he says, now, rise up, because out of the smoke, out of the ashes, out of the dust, you, daughter, will rise up like a beautiful phoenix. Mm. And I just bless you, Mindy. I bless that word for you. And I just pray that you walk into what God is calling you to walk in. The power of a phoenix. Yeah, I mean, and I don't, I don't really know all of the background of a phoenix. I just know that that is the beautiful vision that he gave me for you. And so I just encourage you to pray into that word. I bless you, Mindy, in Jesus' name. All right. And the next word that I have is for Frank. Frank in Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Frank in Oklahoma. Frank, he says, my powerful son, my powerful son. He's given you a spirit of kindness, a spirit of kindness and an anointing to love. And you see past the outside. He says you have a unique ability to see past and through the exterior. You have a gift to see the child of God within each individual. Ugh. He says, Frank, you have the ability to speak to the queen or the king inside of each individual. And he says some of them are even set in fools. You know, Holy Spirit has a sense of humor too, right? He says even some of even those that are set inside of fools, you have the unique ability to speak to the queen and king. He says you've been given a gift to pull that out of people, to pull out the king and queen in people. He says today he wants to remind you of this gift and to remind you that this is a very unique gift that he's given you. No, Frank, I know that you feel because you've had this gift for so long, you've had this gift to see past the exterior, that it feels like, doesn't everyone see that? Doesn't everyone see that? And he says, no, you have a unique gift. No, son, not everyone sees others that way. In fact, very few people do. He says, son, keep walking out your gifting. And one by one, you are helping to win lives. You are helping to win lives. Oh, Frank, I bless you. And I bless this word for you this morning. I bless the mission that God has set you upon. But I bless this unique gifting that God has set inside of you. This gifting to see past people's walls, to see past the exterior. So many out there who have put up walls, fortresses. That just don't allow people to see the real them. Some of them living in such a fortress, so covered by masks that they can't even see themselves. And Frank, I hear God saying right now that you have been given this gift to see past it, to see past all those walls, to see past all those masks and to help draw out what is inside of them. You will see people who will be born again. You will see people who are made new, whole and complete, because you have walked out this ability and you continue to walk out this ability and this gifting. I just pray a blessing and a hedge of protection over you, Frank, as you walk into some dark places, some scary places, and you start to call out and you win lives for the kingdom, Frank. Win lives for the kingdom. I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whew. Oh my gosh, it's time. I need to pass it over to my husband so he can pray for some of you. I didn't even look at what time it is, you guys. I'm having so much fun. Don't worry, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going, but I like to always turn it over to my husband so you can, one, just see his cute little self, but so that you can be prayed over because he has been over there just fervently writing your names down, and they come in fast. They come in fast, don't they, babe? And so as your names come in, he prays over you, and I'm just going to turn it over to him for just a hot second, and I'll be right back.
Give you a chance to catch your breath. Yeah. Man, when the Holy Spirit's flowing, it's flowing, and time is flying. So I just love to see all the engagement again out there on Facebook, guys. Thanks for being there in support of each other. You know, the encouragement, the sharing again, talking about different resources. We just appreciate all you're doing, guys. So thank you for your likes, your shares, and your hearts also. I know that, that feeds my wife more too when she sees those hearts and likes coming through and you're connecting with the words that she's delivering out there. That's just, again, helps to increase that feeling that she's doing the right thing. So guys, continue to do so. And again, we promise not to let name fall to the floor or the ground, whichever way you want to say that. So we are writing all of these down. And if you've not yet received a word, trust me, it's coming. Remember when the names are prayed over, sometimes a word comes to them and sometimes it doesn't, right? Sometimes a word is received. Sometimes they've got to just go on because God's not talking to them just yet. For others out there, remember that you may be receiving a word through someone else's name. So making sure that you're, you know, staying tuned with it. And what kept coming on my heart as I was listening today is that, you know, when things are important to us, we write them down and we put them somewhere safe. Right, we don't leave our bank accounts up to our memory. We don't leave, you know, different things that they're written down somewhere and they're put somewhere safe. If you don't want to forget something from the grocery store, right, you make a list, you write it down, and you hold that list and you take it with you and you carry it with you. And for those, I love seeing again that. You know, this show, this broadcast will be replayed on BPN Radio and through Facebook Live. So you're able to go back and take those words. But if you're listening, and even though your name is not attached to a word that's been delivered, something might ring in your heart. Something might ring in your spirit and says, wow, that was for me. Write that word down, right? Go back and write it down and put it somewhere important and keep it with you. Because again, if it's important to you, and you see it and remember it, It's going to be there with you. You can go back, reflect on that word, and make that word more of a reality for you and find out where it fits into your life. Even if sometimes maybe it doesn't make sense. Remember, it can be a now word or a later word or confirming word or, you know, it may be something that you didn't even know of, but suddenly it's going to manifest in your life somewhere and you can go, hey, I have that word written down right here. So make sure you're doing that. Hey, I know Candy M had mentioned she's from Lafayette, Louisiana. Your name will get prayed over, but you mentioned that you're feeling stuck. And so, well, let's just pray for Candy right now. Candy, thank you, Father God, for just for being here today, for having Candy be on this broadcast, for helping her to be unstuck in life, to be outside of herself, Lord, to maybe to find some other way to hear your voice, Lord, to feel that she's being pushed in the right direction or that she's going in the right way, that being stuck is not of you, God. We know that you want us to continue to grow, Lord, in our faith, and that she's there as well. And so, Candy, we just bless you. We know that unstuck is not going to happen for long, and it's in your name we pray, God. And Candy, you know what we do oftentimes when we're feeling stuck is we go find somebody else to help. Right? Oftentimes, if we find someone else that we can pour into, you know, we stop focusing on our own problems and where we're at, and we help somebody else move forward, suddenly the doors open up for us. And so we encourage you to maybe step outside of yourself today. Go serve somewhere. You know, go serve and find somewhere that maybe somebody needs you to help them be unstuck, and you'll find yourself getting unstuck. So I want to encourage you. We appreciate it. Isaac came on earlier and was mentioning about his prophetic gift and where it came from. And thank you, Isaac, for your prayers over this ministry. You know, oftentimes it's important to make sure that all of you out there are praying for the churches, for the pastors, and for prophets and for others who are out there who are doing kingdom work, because those prayers are felt. They're needed. And, you know, we're a praying ministry here, right? And we appreciate those prayers back for us as well. So thank you, Isaac, for doing that. And again, just, you know, shout out. Thanks to Maya for coming on and saying hello this morning. We see you tagging and liking friends and liking names or liking and tagging friends, I guess, and sending, obviously helping us get the word out there more. So just continue to stay tuned. And a couple of resources for you I want to make sure you're aware of is at letspray.america.com is a great resource, a great website where there's a lot of resources on it. If you need prayer, you are welcome to go on there and submit your prayer requests. There's a prayer hotline that you can plug into, and there's some great resources. There's free downloadable books written by Pastor Dale and by his wife Jean Gentry. Both of them have amazing stories to share. And again, sometimes feeling unstuck will can come from, you know, again, getting fed and just pouring into finding the word from somewhere else. So some of us receive it here, some of us receive it from what we listen to, what we read, or the people around us. And so I want to remind you that we do have a prayer line that you can call into as well. That prayer line is 918-865-4322. 1-800-273-0805. And you can, if you need prayer right now, if you need prayer anytime, you know, keep this one on there. We know the number for 911. Sometimes we need a direct 911 line to God, right? And we need someone to pray with us. And so if you need someone to pray with you, you can call 918-865-4305, and your prayers will be answered. I don't know if they're answered, really. You'll have someone to pray with you anyway. So anyway, that's part of the deal. Lastly, hey, guys, this is a ministry program, and it's fully funded and supported by our loyal viewers and listeners. And I know Allison started off the show by sharing about sowing seed. And if it's on your heart to give to this ministry, you can do so by heading over to bpnradio.com or letspraymerica.com. And you can actually go to the donate button or on either of those sites, and it'll allow you to give a gift to this ministry through PayPal via a debit or credit card, or if you prefer to send a check, and you can send that to P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, and that's 78709. Correct? Yeah, I think I got that right. I'm finally memorizing all of that, so I'm really, really great to finally do that. So I think somebody asked for the area code again. That's for the prayer line, 918-865-4305. And again, thank you so much for being here today. We love doing this with y'all. We are not paid to be here. we don't take money for doing this. It's just part of what we're doing, it for contributing to the ministry and stepping into the giftings. And so I'm going to turn it back over to my wife as she continues with Prophetic Thursday. And God bless you all. God bless you all. Thanks so much for coming on and liking and sharing. So here, baby, I'll turn it back.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, baby. Well, and I was just taking a drink there and taking a little bit of a rest, I got to see so many of your names. And I have to tell you, Candy, when my husband was speaking over you, God showed me a picture immediately. And I saw a picture of like a mud pit, like in the middle of the forest, and a woman literally standing like smack dab in this mud pit where you're literally like up to your calves in mud. And what he showed me that, because I have a feeling that that's like when you're saying I feel stuck, like that's what you mean. You're like, I am stuck in this mud out in the middle of nowhere. Like, you know, how can, you know, and I maybe even hearing, how can I go help someone when like I'm miles from anyone even hearing me? And God just told me that he wants you to know that he hears you. He hears you, and his power lives with inside of you. You know, so we have the power inside of us. Remember that God told us, Jesus himself told us that he left us, he was leaving us with something better, right? He was leaving us with something better, which was Holy Spirit. Right. And I know a lot of us, we have a hard time really understanding Holy Spirit. And I encourage you to dive in and really understand, who Holy Spirit is, because he is here with us. He is here with us. And, he is there with you, Candy, when you were there in the mud, in the middle of the forest, he is there with you. He is there to help you literally lift your foot up out of that mud and take the next step out. And I just, have you ever seen that movie, The Neverending Story? I got that kind of picture. And again, I just sometimes have to laugh at Holy Spirit just uses pictures to say words to us. But that's what I got. I got this picture of, remember when he's standing there in the mud and with his horse, Atreyu, who has given up, right? And his horse has given up. And I heard him say, you don't give up. Don't give up. The mud wants to try to trap you. The forest wants to try to have you think that you are alone, but you are not alone. And his power resides within you, Candy. His power resides within you. You are not stuck. You are not stuck. So I just want to bless you right now. And yes, we can bless you because we have the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us, because the power of the tongue, right? The power of the tongue. We can bless you. and we can say a blessing over you and over that word for you. We can bless that word over you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And so, yes, keep your names coming. You guys, we just, here are some of the pages of words that we have written down, names that we write down. Like I told you in the beginning, we write all those names down and then we take them to prayer. And when God gives us a word, we write that word down. Okay. So if you haven't received a word yet, it doesn't mean that we're not praying for you. It doesn't mean that we haven't seen your name. It just may mean that God doesn't have a word to deliver through us to you yet. Okay. Yes, absolutely, Tina. Yes, no money for a word. We do not, that's not how a prophecy works. We do not, it's not about giving a prophetic word for money, right? And what Ian was saying was, yes, just sowing into a ministry. But no, if there's ever someone that you come across and they say, I'll deliver a prophetic word to you for X amount of dollars, don't do it. don't go there, because that's not even God's word says that, right? So that's not what that's about. So thank you for putting that on there. I love to see some of those comments. Okay, so let's continue, because I've got some more words. I know we're going into the 11 o'clock hour, and so I've got a lot more words that I have. What do I want to do here? Because we're stepping in over time. Okay. Here's what I want to share with you, because this is a word for many of you who are listening, many of you who have been listening, and you've been listening for a word. Maybe this is your word. I don't know, but God really dropped this in my spirit, and I'll tell you that when he dropped this in my spirit this morning, I got super fired up. So I'll just apologize in advance as I deliver this word that I get super fired up, because, again, like I said, God's been speaking something to me that's a word in this season. Again, he'll take a word, right, and he'll take a word and he'll expand that, right? And I'm just, again, I'm praying that he expands the word that he's spoken to you. But this was a word that I got specifically for women right now. And he said, women, your worth is finally starting to be recognized. Your worth is starting to be recognized. And I heard God just really stir my spirit of, and this is something that he shared with me at another women's event that I went to and I prophesied at, of birthing. Right. And so the word birth and the whole birth process has been really stirring inside of me. No, it's not because I'm pregnant. nothing to do with that. Right. But it's spiritual. Right. There's a spiritual birth happening. And I believe that right now what God is doing right now in this time, he showed me this morning. He showed that women with their unique gifts and talents, that they're in a voice, that they are being lifted up and they're being recognized for what they can do for the kingdom, for what they can do, the power that God wants to use them for the kingdom. And that I just heard him say, women of worth, you are being recognized. Your worth is being recognized. Your voice is starting to be heard. And he's elevating us women. He's elevating us. And I heard him say that he's bringing us together. He's bringing women together. The world is trying really hard to tear us apart, but God is more powerful, and God is bringing us together. He's unifying us. And in this birthing process, it's kind of like, yes, thank you, Jesus. It's like we're all going in the birthing room together. Okay. We're all going in this birthing room together. Can you imagine just for a moment what that looks like, women in the birthing room together? You know, it's going to be loud, right? Because we have a voice, and there's going to be some pain that's going to be involved in this. And so it's going to get even louder, but there is going to be a magnificent push. And I hear God saying right now, there's going to be a unified push, and there's power. We talked about that on Tuesday. There's power in this word push. There's going to be a unified push of us together. Yes. Those dreams that he has placed inside of us. They're not just frivolous dreams. And it's no more just like, you know, hey, woman, you go in the corner and you shut up. You sit down, you shut up. No, he's saying, no, woman, daughter, you get over here and you rise up because I have put dreams, I have put words inside of you. You will not be kept quiet for any longer. Because here's the thing, and who he's using, here's who he's using. He said this specifically, I am using women of worth who know how to rise up with respect. With respect. And that was very key of what he said to me this morning. The women that will rise up, the women whose voices will be heard, will know, those women will be promoted based on the respect that they have for their father, the respect that they have for the man's position in the calling that they have, that God has placed on the man. Again, and I heard him saying that, remember, women, you were placed as a companion, as a counterpart. And he says you are a counterpart, right? And so I just, again, yes, that word push, that birthing process. But here's what we've got to do, ladies. We've got to come into the birthing room together. And in that birthing room, we've got to realize what role we play. Such a massive role. He stirred it so much in my spirit this morning, and it's coming so fast of what he's showing me. And again, I just see women. And so there's so many of you who are, you are in your place. You are in the place where you are supposed to be, and you're a gatherer. And just like our friend Whitney, that she was an inviter, that we're a gatherer. We're an inviter. And you might want to, in the natural, say that I don't have that kind of influence. I don't know if I'm a woman of worth. And he's literally saying, stop it. Those lies that have been put on you, that you don't listen to those any longer. You don't listen to those lies. Listen to the truth of what I have called you to be. And he says, women, come together, unify, unity. I hear that word unity. And he says, he's going to remove the tape from your mouth. He's going to remove the duct tape from your mouth. The duct tape of religion that has been placed over your mouth is being removed, and so that you can walk out. You can walk out with your King Jesus, and you can share the truth and the whole truth, because that is what he wants. He wants us women to push these dreams out. He wants us to push into what he is asking us to do. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. Hello, none of us will stand here and say that birthing is comfortable. No, it's the most painful experience that we have been through. But he says it's so, that's why he uses this analogy, this birthing analogy. I see it. I so see it so clearly. So many sisters coming in, and I yes, thank you, Jesus. I see some who they said, I went through my birthing process, but I'm gonna go over here now. I'm gonna go over here and I'm gonna encourage my sister who's in the middle of her laboring, who's in the middle of her process, and I'm going to encourage her because I've been called to be here. I have, just because I birthed mine doesn't mean that I leave the birthing room. No, if I've birthed mine, I stay here in the birthing room because more women are coming in. More women are covering in. Yes, Linda. Midwives. Yes, I see it. And thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I've got goosebumps, you guys, all over my body. I know that he is doing something right now in this season, in the end of times, that women are rising up. Women preachers are rising up. Women prophets are rising up. Women are birthing dreams that he didn't give to men. He didn't give them to men. He gave them to you. You specifically, you're being called out right now. I know that Jesus is calling you out right now. He's calling you out right now, and he's saying, get in the birthing room and start pushing. And here's the power of the birthing room. Every single one of you that has gone through the birthing process can attest to this with me. You don't get there and turn around and say, changed my mind. No, he's saying, get in the birthing room. I've removed the duct tape from your mouth. Once you're there, there's no turning back. Once you've birthed yours, you stay there and you help others. And he's going to bring us together, ladies. Look, he's already doing it. He's bringing us together. And so it's our job. I just feel like God's saying this right now. It is your job. Every single one of you that is on here, and every single one of you, it is your job. It is your job to go out and use your influence. I don't care if you think that your circle is small. Your circle will increase because God is a God of increase. Your circle will increase. He will bring more to you. You have to go out. You have to be obedient, and you have to walk this out. gather these women. Gather the women. Women want to be gathered. They want to be invited. They want to say, I want to come into the birthing room too. I want to fight too. I'm a warrior too. I am a lioness. Hear me roar. Hear me roar. Because when lionesses, you guys, when lionesses come together for our king, our lion king, right? When we come together, this world is going to change. And God is just stirring it in my spirit. And he's saying, it is happening, Allison. It is happening right now. So speak it out. Take these words. Take this. Take it back to prayer. Whatever God is saying to you, you go out. You share it. And whatever area, whatever arena that God is giving you the influence in, you go out and you share it. And you gather people and then you invite them in. Sure, some are going to say no. That's okay. That's okay. They don't all have to say yes. You're looking for the ones who say yes. You're looking for the ones who want to come into the birthing room and who want to say, I won't turn around. I won't turn around once I'm there. I won't turn around. I am in this. I will labor and I will push for my King Jesus, because he has put something inside of me that is unique and divine for such a time as this. He's calling the Esthers. He's calling the Deborahs. He's saying, come in, unite. Come in, unite. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I had to share that word. I'm sorry, I have so many words for so many other people, but I knew that I knew that I knew in my spirit that I had to share that word today, because he got me fired up. Fired up, and probably I'm probably yelling on the radio as far as how fired up I am. But let's go ahead and let's close out in prayer. Honey, you want to come over and pray with me? And here's the thing. Remember, ladies, I want to highlight what God said. He said he has put this upon you because you will show respect. You will show respect. And I thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for our time together today, God. I thank you for what you are doing through this ministry, through all the various programs that we have here on this ministry, God. I thank you. I thank you, God, for what you are doing in the lives of those who partake in this ministry, whether they just come and sit as a fly on the wall and receive, God, or whether they're interacting or whatever role that they play, that God, that their lives be touched, God, that you are there with them, God. That's my biggest prayer, God, that they feel your presence, God. That, God, so many people chasing after what they don't know is you, God. They're looking for all of these other ways, and it's right there in front of them, God. I hear you saying, I want to give you a new heart, and I want to be there with you. And I just encourage those, God, I encourage those who are listening to be in relationship with you, God. There is no relationship like the relationship with you, Holy Spirit. We just love you so much. We love you so much. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the blessings that you are pouring down on those who are listening, those who are part of this ministry right now. God, thank you, Jesus. We receive your words, God. We receive your words, God. We receive your spirit, God. We love you. We love you so much. It's in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We bless you. Have a great day. Remember, Ian and I will be back here tomorrow on BPN Radio at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. with Marketplace Watch. God bless each and every one of you. We love you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Sing over me with your love. I will sing praise for all. let me not wander away. Father, fill every word I speak with the same grace that you've given me. Touch the world with my hands, they are yours. Let my love show the lost that you are the Lord. Father, make me a river. Come living water, flow through me. You are the one that I thirst for. So come living water, flow through me. Make me dream.
unreachable vision, a faith revived, a faith to fly, come away. There's no winter freeze, and the storm is over. Come away with me. Let me see. Let me hear you speak. Oh, your voice is sweet. The flowers appear. Around the earth, the sound of dust throughout the land, awaken a song. It's the season of singing.
tell your heart to beat again.
And rejoice, here I am. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake.
Now is at stake.
Humbling your heart to God, safe from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er. Happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from all care,
free from all care,
rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then will fly, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound.
Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Love is so many cold. Losing their home of gold. This and God's word is told. Evils abound. Windy signs come to pass. Nearing the end at last. It will come very fast. Trumpets will sound. Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound.
Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound.
Heavenward bound.
My Jesus. My comfort, my shelter.
after the tears fall, I'm still your child. I put down my defenses and lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness so deep and wide. So I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I seek is you here with me. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. In times of trouble, though trials may come, the rock of ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you.
You here with me, holy. Shines on me. hold me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the king of love.